Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again in like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14. Naaman was a captain in the army of the king of Syria. Naaman had brought a young maid as a captive from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife, 2 Kings 5:1-2. Naaman was a leper, and he was told by this young maid that a prophet in Samaria would recover him of his leprosy, 2 Kings 5:3. As Naaman came to the house of Elisha, the prophet of God, he was instructed by Elisha, "Go and wash in Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Parpha, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage, 2 Kings 5:10-12. The prophet had given to Naaman the means by which he would be clean of his leprosy. But Naaman thought like a man, and decided that another way was better. Naaman was finally persuaded by the young maid to follow the word of the prophet, and when he obeyed the instructions which were given to him by Elisha, his leprosy was cleansed. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." 1 Corinthians 1:19-21. The wisdom of man is never wiser than God, and the way of man is never better than the way of God. Naaman was told to dip seven times in the Jordan River, and when Naaman did exactly as God had instructed through Elisha, he was healed of his disease. When we follow the rule of God's law, we shall be healed of sin's infirmity. When we obey God, we shall stand in God's good favor. There is no need to seek a better way, nor a different way, for that would indeed be foolishness. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.